Well, good morning. Anyone still breathing after that? Welcome to Morning Java, brought to you as always by our friends at the Get Go Cafe and Market, where all month long and into next month, they are offering the Pilgrim, basically Thanksgiving on a bun. Go check it out. Joined by Dale Lally, we're here in Nashville, Tennessee. You can see over there's Nashville, Tennessee. The Steelers will leave here 6-0 and yay.
Okay. You know what? A win is a win is a win down here, especially down here. This has been a place where I've seen the Steelers struggle consistently over the years. They dominated the first half of this game. I know it got close in the second half, much closer than anybody would have liked. Ben Roethlisberger was a big part of that. Three interceptions in this football game, the first one right at the end of the first half, when they could have just...
We can throw that one out,
They could have they had 14 seconds left when that play started. Run a quick out, anything, and kick a field
kick
goal.
Kick a field goal, yeah.
He got a little greedy in that situation.
That's true.
Same with the throw at the end to Juju. He said that... I asked him about that, and he said that he had Juju on the linebacker down the middle. Well, he also had Juju on a safety and
two
a quarterback.
Other dudes, yeah.
it was a very crowded space there around Juju, and so... that was probably not the throw to make in that situation when you're trying to bleed the clock. And then the other one came off of a tip pass that essentially gave the Titans a field goal. So, they left some plays out there, especially with the offense, but the defense did enough to win this.
Well, let's talk about bleeding the clock, because that's going to be a real topic of conversation. We have seen the Steelers, in fairness and to their credit, through the first five games, repeatedly find great ways to run the clock out with long drives. Further in fairness, they had one of those.
They were doing it, yeah.
Okay, they had one of those here. So for everyone who is upset, why don't you just run the ball? I can actually, I'll get behind that to an extent. But I also feel like when you're facing a team that has as much offensive explosiveness as the Titans do, it's not enough to kill the clock.
Right.
You have to keep putting up points.
Yeah, I agree. And they didn't do a great job of that in the second half. They got just enough. But that's a good offense. That was a top five offense coming into this game. They held them to under 300 yards in the football game. And you can't say enough about Stephon Tuitt drawing
a huge
penalty there with the grounding call. They didn't have a lot of sacks in this game, only two.
That's not an accident. No. Ryan Tannehill was snap and go,
but
especially in the second half.
They got there when they needed to. Tuitt forced him to throw the football away when he did not want to throw the ball, and that moved him back 12 yards, forced a field goal attempt.
No, and we heard from Tannehill after the game, too, and he just basically acknowledged what Dale just said, which is they made a good play. Made a good play. Dale, a lot of the debate, wow, this goes back even to the earliest days of training camp at Heinz Field, is who's the Steelers' number one wide receiver. I'm starting to take the position myself that there isn't one and there doesn't need to be one. And when you see a game like this, after the real nice week James Washington had last week, then he's disappeared. Juju comes out, he's a house on fire, especially on that first drive. Deontay with the big first down. Who is it and does it matter?
It's Deontay Johnson, and I've been saying that all along. He's their most talented guy in terms of raw physical talent. Chase Claypool has the measurables that you love. He only had one catch in this game. Another one was negated by a penalty. But he was not heavily targeted. You could see the Titans kind of rolling some coverages at times to him. But Deontay Johnson is the one guy on this roster who can consistently get open without having to have things schemed up for him. He is open whenever Ben Roethlisberger wants him
and
to be.
And when he's healthy.
Right, when that's the big part
and
of it.
And that's going to be because he is not a big dude. He's going to take some punishment because he runs underneath routes, especially in a game like this where that's all Tennessee
that's all
was doing
up.
Because they knew their secondary is so slow they had to play a mile off the ball. Deontay was running underneath him. Deontay got clocked a couple of times. Huge third down that he got. For the Steelers there on their last offensive drive. He got hurt there. Now he shrugged it off afterward. Actually, was available for interviews, which kind of surprised me. But I don't know. I mean, it felt like Ben came out in this game, although he flatly denied this when it came up, and just said, I'm going to hit Juju. I'm just going to – Juju's my guy. I'm just going to throw it to Juju.
Well, those guys were open all day long on those short routes, although you did see the Titans, and I expect to see this more moving forward from future teams. They know they can't get to Ben Roethlisberger because he's throwing the ball so quickly, so the defensive linemen are essentially standing up and putting their hands in
there. Oh, yeah.
So the Steelers are going to have to do something to change that because everybody now is seeing that Roethlisberger is getting rid of the football faster than anybody else in the league coming into this game. That didn't change in this football game at all.
Well,
and so you got to do something to disrupt it.
And the person who's most capable of doing something to disrupt that would be Ben Roethlisberger because he also can throw over those hands, too. And there were a couple of those where he would just kind of – it was more like a casual flick than it was
you
a purposeful pass.
You saw on that final drive when he hit Juju down the sideline, he gave the pump fake, and that got the defensive lineman up in the air and then down the sideline.
Dale, he's so good at the pump fake. You know, he had the one, obviously, last week for the touchdown. Why didn't he do it more? If I was Ben Roethlisberger and I had a hand that could engulf the football, that's all I would do. I'd be pump faking every play.
Yeah, I mean, he does it when he needs to do it, and it always seems to work. Maybe he should do it more to get those defensive linemen a little more, you know, off kilter. I mean, to get those guys jumping up and down a bunch of times, they're going to wear themselves out. But, you know, they did enough to get the win today on the Baltimore.
Similarly, when we look at the defense in the second half, it wasn't as rabid as it was in the first. I mean, I can't think of a better word than what they did in the first half was just crazy.
They had their spots. I mean,
they had everything going.
You know, I think the Titans made some adjustments. You know, the Steelers were blitzing Bud and TJ up the middle and just kind of really Bud a lot too, and just, you know, disrupting, blowing up the center. We've seen them do that in the past with him. And, you know, they were forcing the Steelers to you know, get TJ out off the line of scrimmage, do those kind of things, put him out on a wide receiver. You know, they made some nice adjustments. They didn't do a lot offensively. Again, they didn't even get 300 yards of offense.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
But it was a couple of drives. They hit the one big play. They got a field goal off of that one turnover on the tip pass. And so, you know, it took them five shots from inside the 10 to get into the end zone.
I thought the defense held up against a legit top three offense in the National Football League. I'm not crazy about Minkah Fitzpatrick's game overall. He, in addition to slipping on the big touchdown, I thought Dale was kind of late in getting there. He's got one job on that play when the receiver's coming across the middle.
You can't let the guy get by you.
That's all he's there for. Don't be fooled by Vince Williams putting up his hand there. Vinny's just doing whatever Dale was just describing with the defensive line guys. That's a prayer. He's just trying to get his hand up. That's not Vinny's guy. That's Minkah's guy. And then on top of that, Minkah slips, and a lot of guys slipped. Then later on, you know, he clutches on to the guy for what I thought was a very good holding call by the officials, defensive holding. Other than that, I thought the defense was
they did the job against what's a really good offense.
Yeah.
You held that team to 24 points, and, you know, again, three of those were a gift where you just gave them the ball at the 30-yard line and they didn't go anywhere from there. They actually went backwards.
Yeah.
You know, again, you hold that team to that few points. That's good defense in today's NFL.
It's a positive indicator. As much as none of this will feel super positive in the moment, that was a positive indicator for where this team is headed in the longer term. This defense is really, really good, and they didn't have Devin Bush.
Yeah. They won't see another back like that all year long.
There isn't one on planet Earth.
It's the only one in the
world. This guy.
Unless they see these guys again in the playoffs, that's it.
What a strange combination.
Probably, maybe guaranteed that they don't see him again in the playoffs. Maybe they have to come back here if they don't take care of business.
What a strange combination of a running back he is. On one hand, where he can knock people over and does, but on the other hand, that first thing that he does to slide through the line of scrimmage, like he turns sideways. Like he turns sideways, gets through, and then it's second tier, and it's like, all right, who wants me? Who wants the 250-pound running back?
He hits it quick sometimes. You got to get him before he gets rolling.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are 6-0. This is not a bad thing. If they were to beat the Baltimore Ravens, they would not only be 7-0, but they will have beaten the Baltimore Ravens. So, you know, it's not so bad.
We won't do this next week with this view of Baltimore behind us.
No, we will not.